IRAM 30 meters co-line observation toward pair Vatran candidate G106.3+2.7, direct interaction between the shock and the molecular cloud remains uncertain, by Qian Cheng Lu et al. Supernova remnant SNR G106.3+2.7 was recently found to be one of the few potential galactic hadronic pair Vatrans. Aiming to test how solid the SNR is associated with the molecular clouds MCs that are thought to be responsible for hadronic interaction, we performed a new CO observation with the IRAM 30 meters telescope toward its belly region, which is coincident with the centroid of the gamma ray emission. There is a filament structure in the local standard of rest velocity interval -8 to -5 km/s that nicely follows the northern radio boundary of the SNR. We have seen asymmetric broad profiles of ~12 CO lines, with widths of a few kilometer per second along the northern boundary and in the belly region of G106.3+2.7, but similar ~12 CO line profiles are also found outside the SNR boundary. Further, the low ~12 CO J equals 2 to 1, J equals 1 to 0 line ratios suggest the MCs are cool. Therefore, it is still uncertain whether the MCs are directly disturbed by the SNR shocks, but we do find some clues that the MCs are nearby and thus can still be illuminated by the escaped protons from the SNR. Notably, we find an expanding molecular structure with a velocity of approximately 3.5 km per second and a velocity gradient of the MCs across the SNR from approximately -3 to -7 km/s, which could be explained as the effect of the wind blown by the SNR's progenitor star. This was IRAM 30 meters co-line observation toward pair Vatran candidate G106.3+2.7, direct interaction between the shock and the molecular cloud remains uncertain, by Qian Cheng Lu et al.